Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the third day of December. Friday, the third day of December 2010. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours today. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to have an update up at Infowars.com with some really serious breaking news. And I'm just going to wait until 11:30, coming up in 30 minutes, to go over this. The headline at Infowars.com right now is Police State Episode of Hit Ventura Show Covering FEMA Camps Pulled from Air. Now, I noticed this 3 weeks ago, and I've been so busy that I didn't really talk to the network about it until about a week ago. And then I talked to some more people from the network yesterday, and I decided this morning, why not just talk to Jesse Ventura directly? And he's been busy and just noticed it in the last week. That they did completely memory hole. They normally air new episodes over and over again. They're airing all the new episodes over and over again, but the Police State FEMA Camp special that I consulted on and, of course, appeared in heavily. In fact, of any of the episodes I've been involved in this season or last season, this is the big one. And I'm very proud of it. I've said it's a first for national television. And I can say... Well, I'm going to wait till the bottom of the hour. I called. I talked to Ventura. I wrote some notes about what I can and can't talk about because obviously when you're working with an organization and there's confidence involved, I don't break confidence when someone puts me in that place. But I knew that they wouldn't wait long to start saying something about this because these are people that like freedom. I'll guarantee you Ventura does. And so what I've got for you is pretty bombshell. And Ventura is deciding right now what he's going to do about this, but I will let you in on this information coming up at about T-minus 30 minutes. Well, exactly 30 minutes from now, at 33 after, and we're 3 minutes into the broadcast right now, I will get into this information. This deals with the freedom of the press. It deals with behind-the-scenes media manipulation. It deals with this whole Homeland Security apparatus. It's a lot bigger than just this TV show and FEMA camps. The truth was told in that hour special. The truth was told. And people don't like it. And I'll be surprised if they start re-airing the JFK episode from last week. I noticed that isn't scheduled before the new premiere tonight on Water. And if the system doesn't like the JFK or the Police State episode, they're really not going to like what airs tonight. I mean, this is hardcore that they're putting uranium in the water. And it's confirmed. It's funny that it's breaking in Texas newspapers and CBS News at the same time here in Texas. But they spin it and go, the government's covering up uranium. That's not the story. The fact is they're sticking it in there because it fries men's genitals. DU does the same thing to our troops. Haven't you figured it out? I got the White House Science Czar book over there on the shelf. It goes a lot further than men in suits robbing their trash cans. I mean, it's and I want them to defend themselves. I want them to come out swinging. But I got to sit here and wait for them to tell you the full deal. And it's very hard to keep my mouth shut. Folks, this stuff is real, okay? It's 110% real. And by 110%, growing up, I didn't get that term. Now I get it. It's always crazier than you can even imagine. You think you know 100%, there's always 10% more, and then 110% more after that. I got all this other crazy news that dovetails with this. It's all insane. And it's all out in the open. That's what's so crazy about it. It's all coming up today. Bob Chapman popping in. Lloyd Chapman getting into Obama and blacklist on U.S. businesses that won't be able to engage in business. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me just calmly go over the 14 stacks of news that I have here in front of me. Let me just calmly mention each stack before I start trying to get into them here on this live Friday edition. China gold imports surge fivefold. Financial Times of London. Do you realize the magnitude of that? I mean, that is so staggering. This a week after they announced they're dumping the dollar with the Russians. And what have they chosen as their new real currency for international trade? Gold. They're also going wild into silver. Ron Paul says U.S. counterfeit machine will lead to political social chaos. What did the Pentagon say 3 years ago? What did the British Ministry of Defense say 3 years ago? That they're waiting and planning for this. That's why they're censoring Jesse Ventura's police state FEMA camp special, because it breaks down the entire control grid, the spying system. What's in the news today? What I told you years ago. The government is watching everything, listening to you, reading your emails, tracking every purchase you make. It's totally lawless. It's completely illegal. And they've been doing it in plain view. Now it's in the Wall Street Journal today. Now it's in Wired Magazine today. And they talk about it like it's no big deal. Eh, TSA sticks their hands down your pants. Yeah, the government spies on everything you do. But it's secret where the 28-plus trillion's gone to the Federal Reserve. Oh, but we'll tell you about a trillion of it. It's going to U.S. media and to foreign banks. I mean, it is so criminal, so illegitimate. And the sky's the limit for these people. Oh, there's no doubt we're going into a total depression. There's no doubt the FEMA camps are there. There's no doubt we are in so much trouble. And we're in trouble because the average American, I listen to them on talk radio, the talk show host, they're childlike. They are so trusting. They have no understanding of concepts or geopolitical movements or political systems. They are helpless. But it doesn't matter. 5% of people weren't helpless against the corrupt British government that looked like angels compared to this one in 1776. 5% kicked their hind end because they were committed to fight them and never stop. We got a lot more than 5%. I'd say we got 15% that are hardcore and another 20% or so that are starting to wake up. We are going to win this thing if the globalists can't play us off against each other. Okay, I said I'd get to all the stacks. The financial stack is totally insane. With the food lines and the depression lines forming, and with the real unemployment is more like 30% in California, 23% nationwide growing. We've got the new TSA information. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. It's coming out that they are spying on people that criticize the TSA. Just total brazen authoritarian, tyrannical bullies. They're also announcing on television that, yes, the TSA is going to be in every town and city, confirming what we told you years ago, with the local police. They're now doing it from Florida to Texas to California, New York, Chicago, literally putting the hands down the pants. I've got the local newscast of them grabbing the genitals at bus stations oh, my God. It's just, I can't believe it. The border's wide open, of course. I mean, they are literally getting us ready to be rounded up and shipped off, and they're getting the cops all trained for it. I mean, it's just so the bankers can rob everything. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's totally illegitimate. All people got to do is wake up and realize history, but they won't. They're still getting drunk every day, watching their football games, talking about silly stuff. The average man acts like a 14-year-old boy. People have arrested development. And so we're going to get hurt real bad. You can be absolutely assured of that. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I've got all this TSA stuff. I've got all the WikiLeaks news. Here's the Washington Post with a whitewash. the Washington Whitewash Post, government reports violation of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. And then they just go on to admit that basically everything you do is completely surveilled. Of course, the Know Your Customer Act openly says the government has database connections directly to all your bank accounts and credit card transactions. The credit card companies are paid money by the government to upkeep the databases. They know live time. I mean, 6 years ago, I put it in Matrix of Evil, the mainstream news articles where the governor was talking out of school in Wisconsin and told the Green Bay newspaper that, oh, look at our threat fusion center. We can just dial in your name or Social Security or driver's license and focus on where you are via your cell phone at any time. And, you know, we've got license plate reading cameras. And back then I'd talk about it and get laughed at. Now it's all over the news. And, oh, yeah, everything, license plate readers, face scanners, total control. But the border's wide open. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. Here's Wired Magazine. Feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time. This was all public in 1996. It was all in the Telecommunications Act. And it goes over it. The store loyalty cards. The store gives you discounts on the products to create algorithms and figure out what you'll buy at any price to raise prices on key items and rip you off. That's admitted. But also they're paid by the government in real time to deliver the government every day what you buy. It's totally criminal. It's totally illegal. They just do it. All this RFID in products and cars. They admit, going back a decade ago, San Francisco Chronicle, they've got radio readers up all over the country tracking you in real time. And they're now announcing all this to cause a chilling effect, to break your will. Yeah, we spy on everything you do worse than 1984. Yeah, we stick our hands down your pants. Yeah, we got 800 cities that are sanctuary cities and the illegals are above the law. Yeah, we've got Homeland Brigade troops training to take you on. What you going to do about it? Yeah, we gave the money to the media. Yeah, the mainstream media is paid off by the government. Yeah, we're stealing everything. Yeah, we're taking the veterans' benefits. What you going to do about it? We got SWAT team guys who think they're warriors, who think the American people are their enemy, trained to kill you. We're foreign bankers. We're criminals. Ha, ha, ha. These cops like their uniforms. They like their power. They're going to do whatever we want. And if you smart off, we're going to taser you. I mean, it's brazen. This country is becoming like Romania under Ceausescu. They've built the grid bigger than anything anybody's ever created. And they're lined up with all this stuff, tracking everybody. And now they're going, yeah, we're going to start censoring. Yeah, we want to start arresting people for their speech. White House Science Czar Cass Sunstein and others have said. And now they come to the point of saying, oh, you think you're going to peacefully take the country back through the states and the legislatures and the Congress? You think you're the people and this is of the people, for the people, by the people, and you're going to do what the founders said and that what's totally legitimate? We're going to stage terror attacks. We're going to come after the American people. We're going to start wars with you. We're not going to let you peacefully take things back. We're going to rape you. We're going to steal everything you got. Because they know the average American is literally in a trance. You try to talk to adults out there, major scientific studies, it's on record that most adults have lower brain waves than people just 20 years ago. They are in a sleep state. You talk about glazed eyes. The general public is literally asleep. Because when you watch just a few minutes of television, the first time it takes an hour or more, the studies show. But once you learn to have suspend disbelief, when your eyes glaze over, your mouth hangs open, you start drooling. Once you get mesmerized, your brain waves lower to a sleepwalking state between waking and sleep. Totally suggestible. Folks, your neighbors are literally zombies now. They are literally biological androids. Do you understand that? That's why you can't get through to them. And they've put chemicals in the water that accentuate that. On record. And zombies listening right now laugh because they've been pre-programmed under hypnosis to laugh when they hear this. It's in Texas newspapers. There's uranium and radium, and the government is putting it in there, and zombies are listening and laughing. Because they're under a trance, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand? This is real. People laugh at this because they're under a trance. They've been given a hypnotic suggestion. You can see it in the shows where they make fun of all this stuff. Under a hypnotic suggestion, programming the centers of the brain associated with humor. They're literally laughing as they stumble off the cliff. Lieberman has power to shut down websites with a phone call. Washington Times, editorial, wave goodbye to internet freedom. FCC crosses a Rubicon into online regulation and calls it a way to protect net neutrality. It's the opposite. Is the Patriot Act patriotic? Does the New Freedom Initiative of 6 years ago, admittedly with the goal of getting half of U.S. kids on drugs, psychotropic drugs, is that new freedom? Here's another one. Joe Lieberman's campaign to trample the First Amendment is proceeding right on schedule. Zero hedge. I mean, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Connect wants to track your movements for advertisers. I talked about this a few weeks ago, but now it's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in TG Daily. And I've talked to the techies around here in the office that are into this stuff. It has face scanning cameras. It has voice recognition. It can listen to anybody in your house and knows their name and pipes it all directly to Microsoft. I remember learning about cable boxes 12 years ago, Scientific Atlantic, that have a microphone that was not in use, but that tied back. Or then TiVo 7 years ago, watching what you watch and reporting on it. Now, they're listening in your house, face scanning. Like 5 years ago, Google announced they're using the cameras and microphones to watch you. In Pennsylvania, the school comes out and says, yeah, we're watching your kids in their showers with their government laptops at home. And people just go, oh, that's the way it is, because they're under a trance. They're watching us at home. They're putting their hands down our pants. But they're under a trance. Thousands of years ago, there are even Egyptian carvings and Babylonian Sanskrit about how to domesticate animals. And they would breed them for the more docile, the more passive. Until today, you look at a wild buffalo that all cows have been bred from. It's wild, it's vicious, it's smart, it's aggressive compared to a regular cow. The cows have been bred to literally be in a daze. Well, we have been chemically and artificially turned into cattle. And it's time, if you're out there laughing right now, to realize you've been programmed like a computer. And it's time to get upset about this. It's time to say no. You know, gold right now is $1,406 an ounce. In fact, John Harmon, what's silver right now? Will you look that up for me and tell me? Thank you. $29.18 right now. And gold is above $1,407 now. So it's up a dollar. And what do you expect? China gold imports surge fivefold. They announced last week that they are going to begin completely dumping the dollar and not using it in international transactions. When they're buying minerals or rare earth minerals, when they're buying oil, they're not going to buy it in dollars. No, they're going to be buying it in gold, ladies and gentlemen, because worldwide, across the board, fiat currencies are being devalued. What did Napoleon Bonaparte say about private banks running a nation? When a government is dependent upon banks for money and bankers for money, they and not the leaders of the government control the situation. Since the hand that gives is above the hand that takes, money has no motherland. Financiers are without patriotism and without decency. Their sole object is gain. Napoleon Bonaparte. What did Lord Acton say around the same period? The issue which has swept down the centuries, and notice centuries later, we're still facing it. The issue which has swept down the centuries and which will have to be fought sooner or later is the people versus the banks. And what did George Washington fight? What did Andrew Jackson fight? This same issue. What did Lincoln deal with? What did Kennedy get killed for? The bankers. What did Thomas Jefferson say? If the people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Thomas Jefferson. This was always the issue in our country. It was always the number one election issue at the state level, at the federal level. From the 1770s right through until the 1960s, it was always the issue or one of the biggest issues. It was a scandal decades after the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 that it came out in major newspapers that the richest families in the U.S. had met 3 years before in 1910 at Jekyll Island, Georgia, to secretly, and this has now all been released, come out in their newspapers they owned, they didn't own them all at the time, but most of them, and say they were against the Federal Reserve Act. Oh, don't get us. Don't. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. When that's exactly where they wanted to be thrown. Now, arrogantly, 2 weeks ago, at the 100-year anniversary of this conspiracy to take over the financial system of the U.S. and to control the issuance of currency and credit and hence take over the U.S. and use that as a base for the planet, they had a celebration at Jekyll Island with Bernanke and all the rest of the scum and the elite families and Greenspan. And now it comes out that 20, and we haven't gotten a new number in about 9 months. We got new numbers at the end of January. So that's a 10, 11 months, excuse me. We haven't gotten any new numbers from Bloomberg or AP. So it's 28 trill that they won't tell Congress where it went. But yesterday they went ahead and announced, okay, of a trillion or so of it, we're paying off the media, we're giving it to foreign banks, we're giving it to private corporations. Just, you know, here's your tax money. I mean, does that give you an idea of how bad this has gotten? They get away with anything. And so what's coming next? Total oppression. We'll be back with Key Intel. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So it's all happening right now. They're trying to pass now through the House the bill that gives the federal government unlimited, no checks and balance power to take over any farm or ranch, to stop you from having a garden in your backyard or slicing tomatoes for your children. No food preparation. Total federal control. They're trying to pass the carbon taxes. They're trying to pass the total takeover and censorship of the internet, where the Justice Department can shut down any website without even giving a reason. No judge, no jury, no court, no recourse. Just like no fly list, we put you on this list. There's now 2 million Americans on it. A year ago, it was only 1 million. Or 2 years ago, it was only 1 million. Now it's 2 million people plus on it. You can't ever get off. You're going to have government authorization to even have a job. That is mainstream news, CNBC. Obama wants secret blacklist, where they just secretly put a company on a list so they can't ever get government contracts. Obama every week is issuing hundreds of waivers. He doesn't have the power to do it. I mean, again, Congress passes a law. He signs it and he says, well, I will now have the Department of Labor issue waivers to any corporation I see fit to not have to buy their employees' insurance. And then nobody else gets that, and so they can't compete, and they shut down. Do you realize just on every front, they are now setting up the dictatorship of the federal government? All the previous developments were just building the foundation. Now they built the superstructure. They put the walls in. They're putting in the fixtures. They're polishing the wood floors. They're putting the front door up and the locks. I mean, they are completing this thing. They are finishing the Death Star that is going to be used to obliterate your individual freedoms. On every front, they are moving now. They are stealing tens of trillions a year. They won't tell the Congress where it went. When some of it comes out, it's buying off media. I mean, that's a totally unfree society. Meanwhile, people are fighting over Republican and Democrat. Boehner is up there today putting out press releases, the Republican leader, probably going to be speaker, reporting on, unemployment went up to 9.8. Oh, my. I mean, Boehner knows full well it's above 22. They all just play along with it. If a congressman isn't talking like Ron Paul about martial law, world government, dollar collapse, they're bought and paid for. And I want to see Rand Paul hit the ground running when he gets into the Senate. We all, by degree, have been conditioned to accept more and more and more insanity. And whereas I would read the blueprints over a decade ago and say your cable box has a microphone in it that they don't even tell you about, they've got AI computers recording it and doing keyword data logs. Then Google comes out 5 years later and admits they're using all of these devices and your computer to listen to you and watch you. Schools come out and say, yeah, we're watching your kids at home. No judge, no jury. They come out today in the Wall Street Journal, in the Washington Post, and Wired Magazine and say, yeah, the government's listening to everything you do. They're watching all your transactions in lifetime. Just 4 years ago, Bush was up there in press conferences going, we're not listening to any of you without a warrant. We're only listening to Al-Qaeda overseas. Yeah, yeah. Then he got caught lying. So Congress runs in and writes a retroactive law saying, well, if it's people of interest overseas to people in America, we don't need warrants. And then it turns out it's just complete lawlessness. Well, we already knew that. The Telecommunications Act of 96 gave $9 billion. First it was $6 billion, then $3 billion more, to be technical. And it was also authorized billions more each year to pay the telecoms to run the spying for the NSA. And they've got what they call dark fiber at every major IT facility that is NSA. Period. Everything and everything you do is being listened to. But don't let that intimidate you. Don't let that become some panopticon. You know, the French, going back 300 years ago, figured out how to build circular prisons that had a stone guard tower, generally four stories high, inside a four-story prison. And all of the bars were open so they could watch you at all times, and there were guards at every level of the tower that had catwalks going out so that you had the feeling of being watched all the time. The French 300 years ago developed this system of total surveillance, or the feeling that you're being surveilled. Good. You're dirty criminals that shouldn't be listening to my phone. You're a dirty government that makes everything it does secret. See, they get more secret as everything we do is wide open. And every act of this is a felony. But it doesn't intimidate me. It doesn't scare me that they're corrupt and evil. See, a lot of folks are going from the process of denying all this exists to going, yeah, I know it's all real, so I'm just going to go along with it. If you give in to this, we know historically 100%, 100% of the time, we know where this goes. Downhill. The more they get away with, the more they're going to do. And again, comes out 3 months ago that all the major death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through to the current wars are having their death benefits when they die stolen from them, and the government made a deal with the insurance companies to do it, and nobody gets in trouble. because the bureaucracy said. Congress didn't pass a law legalizing theft. The bureaucracy says so. They say it's against the law for TSA to stick their hands down your pants, but they say they're immune. Are you starting to figure out what these people are doing? They are psychologically breaking our will. They are training us to accept anything. Now, not only did it come out in the last 2 days that hundreds of billions of dollars was given to foreign banks, hundreds of billions was given to foreign corporations, and hundreds of billions were given to U.S. corporations in the Fortune 100, including MSNBC and other media outlets. But the details of that remain secret, and MSNBC violated tax laws by not reporting it, but the government doesn't care if you violate laws as long as you're part of their criminal group. We have a criminal government that is a sock puppet for offshore ruthless banks that Thomas Jefferson warned you about, that Lord Acton warned you about. And I read those quotes earlier. And so, of course, the government's out in the open, and Lieberman and Sunstein are out in the open, and others are out in the open, and Bill O'Reilly's out in the open saying, censor people's free speech. Execute WikiLeaks. Regardless what you think of WikiLeaks, if you execute or imprison him, and it does look like a globalist destabilization program, if you execute him for leaking this stuff to the media, am I going to get executed for when law enforcement gave me the MIAC report and Homeland Security reports proving that veterans and gun owners are the number one enemy of the federal government and that that's who's really targeted, not Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda? Will I be executed? I mean, if somebody gives a reporter some information, will they be executed? This is where we're going as a society. And it's moving quicker. Once you get to this point in a tyranny, then more tyranny happens in a year than happened in the previous decade. Then when you get deeper, more tyranny happens in a month than happened in the previous decade. Then more tyranny happens in a week. I've studied tyrannies. It's the same. It's like a cancer. You know, certain types of cancer, they know how they grow, they know how they behave, they know what they do. And folks, the planet, our society, our civilization gave in to corrupt politicians, corrupt banks, corrupt elites with fancy PR men and slick packaging, and they sold us pure evil. And it's here. And it's only going to get worse until you break out of your trance and get angry. Now, I'm going to make the big announcement here. I'm authorized to go this far. People that don't understand basic journalism, I wear many hats. I'm a pundit. I'm a journalist. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a writer. I'm a researcher. I'm an analyst. I've got to wear all the hats here to fight the globalist. But under journalism, people say, tell us who your law enforcement source was for MIAC and Homeland Security. Doesn't matter what my source is. The government admits those documents are real and are upset about it. See, the general public's so ignorant, they're like, well, why don't you tell us your source? Because then I wouldn't have the source. And it's the same thing with this Jesse Ventura TV show being censored. You know, I've done some consulting for the show. I've appeared in about half the episodes of last season and this season. I'm in the episode tonight, next week's episode. Deep research. And when I saw the police state episode that I consulted on heavily and appeared in, I couldn't believe it was going to go on air. And I said that on air. I said, I cannot believe this is going to air. How the threat fusion centers are spying on everything you do, how they've got roundup lists. This is all on record, but never presented on national television. The Rex 84 plan, the continuity of government plan, and these congressmen being questioned who co-sponsored the Emergency Centers Act, who then made jokes about it and tried to deny it. I couldn't believe that that was actually going to air. I couldn't believe that that was going to go on air, and it went on air. Now, normally when these shows air, They air again the next week before the new episode, and then they air every day in the next week. They air them 30, 40 times. They're re-airing last year's episodes. It's got to be in the hundreds now. These things are on all the time. They're very popular. The police state FEMA special only aired one time, 3 weeks ago, on Friday night. It aired one time, and it gave people the full spectrum breakdown. Ventura at the end said, the police state isn't coming. It's here. People say it can't happen here. It already has. It was hardcore. I felt proud of being involved. I called Ventura up that night at home and congratulated him. I called his son, Tyrell. I called Michael Braverman. I congratulated him. I'd never done that before. I said, this was incredible. It was scheduled, on the schedule to air the next Friday before the new show. It was supposed to air at 8 p.m. Central before the 9 p.m. Central premiere of the new one. Didn't air. I kind of thought, well, maybe it's a snafu. Then it didn't air again. Then I started making phone calls. And, you know, you work with people. They say, well, I really, you know, can't tell you anything unless it's off record. Well, then I can't come to you with something off record. So I just called Ventura up this morning. He just learned about it in the last few days because he's busy too. You know, he fires and forgets, makes the show and moves on. And so here's the article updated at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In fact, I don't even know if it's on Prison Planet yet. It went up 15 minutes ago. Police state episode of Hit Ventura show covering FEMA camps pulled from air. Update from Alex Jones. In fact, we'll put this from InfoWars.com up on screen. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. You notice they're not saying why it was pulled. You notice no one's in the news saying it was inaccurate. It's just pulled out of the schedule. It's pulled out of the, you know, and off the site. The clips, the video clips on the True TV site are pulled. It just disappears. It just doesn't exist. Of the 8 episodes, there's only 7 listed now. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. And so I can talk about it because Jesse wants it talked about. And he's not giving a full statement yet. He's going to do more investigation, but next week he said he'll probably come on the show. He's deciding what he's going to do right now. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. This is an update on the now confirmed bizarre cancellation of the police state FEMA camp episode from True TV's schedule, which is apparently due to background pressure. I wrote this with Aaron right before I went live on air today. Call him in here. I want to update this. It is due to background pressure. I'm just not authorized to say what. In fact, just call Aaron in here right now. It's not apparently due to background pressure. It is due to background pressure. To just have him take apparently out. Alex Jones, a consultant to the show who appears in Police State, noticed 3 weeks ago that the episode was scheduled to air before the then-newest episode on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Alex knew the encore presentations were consistently replayed over and over prior to brand-new Friday premiere episodes, so red flags went up when it did not re-air like all the others. Now that more inconsistencies have been documented, Alex made some phone calls to get to the bottom of the matter. This morning, Alex spoke with Governor Jesse Ventura and discovered that he was fully aware of the fact that police state had been pulled due to pressure from within the government. Now, that's the bombshell. That's all I can say, and I'm going to leave it there. But out of the government, from a branch of government, that's what did this. The government doesn't want you to see what you saw. You understand that? In America, if they're not buying off a network like MSNBC, if they're not paying for it behind the scenes with your tax money, the gov just calls up and shuts it down. This morning, Alex spoke with Governor Ventura and discovered that he was fully aware of the fact that police state had been pulled due to pressure from the government. And I already have that separately from the other sources, but now Ventura's out in the open so I can talk about it. The former Minnesota governor and star of the show indicated that he's not ready to make a full statement yet and that he's still investigating the details and talking with network execs. However, Ventura urged that people have a right as citizens to contact True TV and let them know that they want to see it back on air. Whatever the full cause of the behind-the-scenes pressure, it is clear that the government does not want audiences discussing FEMA camps and fusion centers or looking up H.R. 645, the bill named and read in the episode that authorizes FEMA emergency centers and gives you a blueprint of what they've already built. Alex has done all he can to make sure that True TV series is packed with hard-hitting facts and full of real, substantial issues. Though the show employs the dramatic techniques used through television, this is not the typical stuff. People had better understand that these are truly groundbreaking shows that are discussing damning evidence that the establishment doesn't want sinking into the minds of the mainstream audience. Yeah, through their mind control box. Who knows if tonight's water episode investigating lithium and uranium and fluoride being added to drinking water as a means of population control will itself even air or be repeated after the fact. Lovers of liberty and supporters of conspiracy theory show had better cue their DVRs and other recorders and save the episode for good. Because with the censorship we've already seen, it is difficult to know how long this program will be on the air or whether its episodes will air or repeat. Bring Ted Anderson up because gold is surging towards another all-time high, $1,407 and climbing, silver going way up. The huge announcement, China's gold imports surge fivefold. We'll get Ted's take on what that means. But listeners, do you understand that pressure has been put on True TV to pull the episode? And it's been gone for 3 weeks. It has not re-aired like all the other episodes. And we don't even know if the JFK is going to be re-airing. They're not re-airing it tonight before the new show, as they normally would. That's super hardcore. And it just shows that this country's not as free as we thought it was. See, stuff can fly under the radar. The system's pretty arrogant. The episodes went on last year. But I told you, these episodes were so hardcore, it's got the system scared. Because let me tell you, that police state special 100% nailed the takeover program. I mean, what, are they going to call the Wall Street Journal today or Wired Magazine and say, don't report that we're tracking everyone in real time illegally? No, you're the crooks. You're the ones doing stuff that's wrong. We're done. It's time for people to come out in the open about this. And I commend Ventura for saying, well, I got to do more research, but we do know this is going on and we know the specifics, but he wants to flesh it out further on his response before he does something. And he even said to me, he said, what more can I do, Alex? I mean, I go and do this show. I fly all over and get groped. I try to get the truth out to people, and then this happens. So, you know, he gets a little disenchanted, but he's a fighter. We'll see what Ventura does. He's already fought today saying, you tell your audience, you know, it's their right as citizens to say they want to see it back on air if they want. I want to bring up Ted Anderson. Ted, what do you think of the police state episode being memory-holed?
Well, I mean, it's just another Big Brother intervention. I mean, I don't know why they want to keep the fog over our eyes. I guess if you want to introduce tyranny, you want to make sure that the people aren't aware of it. But I think everybody's, you know, they're smart enough to figure that one out. It's just it's another nail in the coffin to our constitutional rights, our liberty here as Americans. The government wants to keep us, keep the wool over our eyes so we don't know what's going on, so we don't fight against this.
Well, it's now being confirmed that they are putting people on no-fly list to criticize the government, including CNN reporters. I mean, they are so dirty, Ted.
You know, Alex, it boils my blood, and I know it does for everybody in this audience. I mean, we should be just, you know, I mean, obviously True TV is taking a big risk putting Jesse Ventura and you on the air like that. I mean, but still, I mean, this is what we need. This country is so hungry for this. I mean, we're talking millions of people that are watching that.
Well, I mean, here's another wrinkle. What did Ventura say? He had a 3-year contract with MSNBC. They hired him basically knowing he was anti-war, then stuck a gag in his mouth and said, your TV show's canceled, even though it got great ratings, and you're not allowed to do media interviews for 3 years.
Yeah, they paid him to keep quiet because he's under contract. I mean, that's the way they operate.
Now we know it was the government funding MSNBC all along. That's how evil they are. Now he comes back with another show, and government's coming in.
Yep. of course.
You know, that's why when I've been offered by some of the biggest TV networks in the country, my own TV show and also my own investigative reports and reality shows, I just say no. Because if I don't act like a clown, they're not going to put it on television. And I remember a big filmmaker who made the a show for History Discovery Channel, their most expensive show ever. It was almost $4 million for five episodes. And they came back to the director and said, make these guys look kooky. And he didn't, so they just canceled $3.9 million on Discovery Channel. That was 3 years ago. So now when I get the almost weekly calls offering me TV shows, I just go, no, because they won't let it on air. Stay there, Ted.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave, the most surveilled country on earth. It's totally illegal. The government just does it. The private Federal Reserve that runs the country gives trillions of dollars to offshore banks, private corporations, our news media. Secretly, it's not media, it's a government whorehouse. And yeah, there's hundreds of cable channels. Sometimes something can slip through, but if people actually start paying attention to it, they go, hey, we can't let this be a trend. Shut it down. So, folks, tonight, you better watch it, you better enjoy it, you better record it on the uranium and lithium in your water and how they're poisoning you. And I have no doubt, because it's documented, it may not even make it tonight. Or if it does air once, they'll shut that down too. That's too much truth. You can't give that to people. Update from Alex Jones and former Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. It's confirmed. Government pressure, shut it down. Government threats. I mean, Ventura was involved. I trust him. I know he's a real guy who believes in what he says. I don't even agree with everything he believes in, but I know he's for real. He's somebody who's a good guy. And so I went and did the trouble of consulting and helping him and giving him footage and traveling around the country. I've ignored all the other TV shows because I learned over the years that they send the Wall Street Journal down here for 2 days to interview me. It was just an intelligence gathering operation. They didn't write an article, a featured cover. You know, they spend weeks off and on over the years interviewing me for a big television show, highest budget in Discovery Channel history. They just can the whole thing after it's done because it makes us look too good. Oh, they air that History Channel piece, though, demonizing 9/11 truth, every few weeks. I was speaking to a full amphitheater of about 400 people. They waited till the hour lunch break came up. They shot video of no one in the bleachers but three people and cut back to me to imply no one was there to hear me speak. They blew up the video. They morphed and deformed my face. Oh, that airs all the time. Can you imagine being one of those mercenaries? But again, that was an NBC mercenary with a company, a subsidiary of NBC, that produced that 9/11 hit piece for History Channel. We've analyzed this, and NBC and CBS were the big ones on government payroll. Did you know that the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan? I'm going back to Ted after the break. I'm going to finish this right now. I remember reading it in plain view over a decade ago that NBC, CBS, and ABC and one other network got almost all their news feeds and news gathering from CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. And then I learned how my local news, most of it, was news packages, not just on the local CBS, but news packages with the video and the text that the local reporter reads. It's all written in New York. That's why when I saw that piece now 5 years ago where they said mercury is good for your child's brain, it is now nutritious. Government study shows. Remember, I played that a lot. If you're a new listener and laughing, just search the term, government says mercury good for your child. It'll come up on YouTube. And I searched it that day and saw hundreds of local TV stations, ABC, CBS, NBC, all with the exact same words. You ever wonder why ABC, NBC, CBS on the nightly news have the same topic in the same order, even with the same video and the same sponsors? Because it's all staged. They just give you three flavors. And Fox figured that out 15 years ago and made Fox TV. But they just give you a false alternative. And they have more viewers than all those other networks combined because folks think, oh, that's the alternative. And so media figures out, hey, the truth sells. So they say, hey, we'll give Jesse Ventura a show. Then people actually start watching it and the big boys notice and go, no, sir. And I will tell you, the show even being re-upped, even though it's a big hit, probably not going to happen. So that's the America you live in. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up in about 25 minutes, we've got Lloyd Chapman ahead of Bob Chapman coming on, no relation. And, of course, Mr. Lloyd Chapman heads up one of the major business organizations in this country. He heads up the American Small Business League. It turns out, and this is MSNBC is reporting it, so the government, and CNBC, the government news channel, CNBC, wants you to know Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to the American Small Business League. And so now there's not just no bid contracts. If you don't give the Democrats or whoever is in power enough campaign contributions, bribes, you don't even get to put in a bid for toilet seats at the Pentagon or for bottled water for the troops or for a new roof on the barracks. No, only the insiders. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, he keeps doing this every week, of companies have been given waivers. I know I keep repeating this, I just can't get over it, to not have to get insurance for their employees. And so their competition isn't going to be able to compete against that and we'll go out of business. You think we've lost industry because we can't compete against China and their slave wages? And the fact that we don't have all the regulations? Or that they don't have all the regulations that we do? I mean, this is all about vertical integration. Special rules for the general public that enslave us and the establishment, there's no rules on them. Now, shifting gears into the economy, this is such a big deal, and I'm going to get Ted Anderson's view on this. Financial Times of London today. China's gold imports surge fivefold. Gold imports into China have soared this year, turning the country, already the largest bullion miner, into a major overseas buyer for the first time in recent memory. The surge, which comes as Chinese investors look for insurance against rising inflation and currency appreciation, puts Beijing on track to overtake India as the world's largest consumer of gold and a significant force in global gold prices. Now, remember, we've always talked about 1% a few years ago, now 2% of Westerners, Europeans and people in the U.S., have been buying gold. It's around 10% of Arabs, close to 50% of Indians, only a few percentage of Chinese. Now they're rushing in. 1,600+ million people. In fact, pull up China population. I know it's been growing. Give me that statistic. I want to be spot on. Thanks, guys. Fact check me on that. But over 1.5 billion people in China. China's gold imports surge fivefold. What happens as they do that? Well, gold goes up. It's at 1,400 plus. And the bankers aren't going to be able to suppress it. If you look at the long-term gold chart, it's going straight up. Sure, there's some dips. And the media always runs a hoax and says, see, gold's, you know, the gold bubble has popped. It's not a gold bubble. Okay, China population, 1,331,000,000. That was in 2009, though. A few weeks ago, I saw that they've just done a census and they project 1.6. But then I saw another report that they've stabilized. So point is, 1.3 plus billion. So you get 1.3 plus billion rushing in, you've got right up at 1 billion in India. Let's see if I'm right about that. Population for India. Isn't it like 980-something million, or has it crossed 1 billion? The point is, they're all rushing in to get gold. Ted Anderson, what does this mean for you, a guy 32 years in the gold and silver business? What is it, going on 14 years with Midas Resources? What does this mean? What's happening in the markets right now? Ron Paul says U.S. counterfeit machine will lead to political social chaos. Key article at prisonplanet.com. Now, they're laying off police all over the country. Got those reports pouring in. Tax breaks for bailout recipients stirs up debate. The big banks not only have record bonuses and are taking over, they get tax rebates, tax breaks. Applicants battle cold for government help to get money for gas for their houses so they don't freeze to death. Economy added fewer jobs than expected in November, Wall Street Journal. Ted Anderson, what's your view on this?
Well, I mean, you're talking about China. Well, here's the real proof is right here. Gold is at $1,409.90 at a peak today. Currently, right now, $1,407.30. Silver at $29.34 at a peak today. Currently trading at $29.24. This stuff is going through the roof because the United States dollar is falling. Look at it from the Chinese point of view. These people are savers. They have a surplus. They do not run debt. And they're watching the Western world try to kill their currencies by quantitative easing. And that's not just from the United States. It's from the entire
world. There's a concerted, admitted G20 plan launched last year to have coordinated devaluation.
And, of course, the Chinese are sitting on a tremendous amount of U.S. government securities, a lot of U.S. cash. They're making agreements now with Russia to get away from trading United States dollars for their goods and services between them. You know, this whole thing. I mean, the United States dollar is losing this superpower, this worldwide unit-based currency, and they're trying to get away from it. The United States is doing everything we can to kill it as well. I mean, that quantitative easing. I mean, we had a report come out today that the jobless claims, went from 9.6% to 9.8%. And because of that, the whole world knows that the Federal Reserve System is going to be buying more government securities, more treasury bonds, and pushing more newly printed money into the system, driving the value of money down. It's bad news for the United States citizen because anybody that's worked and tried to save or can't, you know, their wages aren't going to be able to increase. We are dead facing inflation, and there's a great possibility of hyperinflation as well. And if it gets to that point, you might as well look at what Zimbabwe is like right now, because that's what the United States
and we've
is doing.
Got,
we're heading that
And we've
direction.
Got that deadly pincer of in a economy not being manipulated, because we've had many examples of inflation and hyperinflation all over the world in the last few thousand years, and many times just in the last decade in different parts of the world, it's been very well studied. Under a more natural economic inflation, just a corrupt government overprinting money because they get to use it up front for their inside operations and to give to their cronies, but then over time, it then cheats the population with their buying power, people on fixed incomes. But normally, if you have inflation, still the economy a lot of times will, quote, overheat. There'll be lots of business going on. No. We have a depression in the real economy, an implosion in production, in goods and services, in growth, huge unemployment with the inflation laid on top of it. And the raising of taxes, squeezing those that are productive. And then you've got all this behind the scenes, trillions being handed out to banks, private corporations of taxpayer money. Ted, I've studied history. We've never seen such naked, brazen, out in the open, robbing, and the government across the board just announcing no due process on every front. I mean, we are going into the real tyranny right now. I mean, it is happening.
It sure is. We've never seen this in the United States, not since its inception. It is certainly not constitutional. It is a direct attack on the liberties and the freedoms of the people. And this is being driven by this money printing machine. And all of our politicians are bought off.
To interrupt, Ted, Obama's up here with a bizarre statement right now in a speech saying we've got to earn our freedom. And we've got, I saw an ABC special Sunday with all these globalists telling us that we need to have national service. We are becoming slaves. Ted, we're almost out of time. You know, there's not a total solution, but there is a lifeboat. And I believe in gold and silver. Max Kaiser made the point yesterday that I was promoting silver when it was $5 an ounce, gold when it was 260-something an ounce. And that was 10 years ago, and I've risen with silver and gold. You've risen with it because we know history, when they devalue currencies, gold and silver goes up. It doesn't even mean you're really making a profit. It looks like you are with gold and silver up four or fivefold. In the case of silver, even more than fourfold. I guess it's fivefold or more now. With all of this happening, no, it's our dollar's been devalued, and we're just saving our wealth. Ted Anderson, fire out today's specials. How long you can hold them this weekend? You are going to run out of the stuff you bought at the lower price in the last few weeks. Tell folks today's special.
Yeah, well, with silver up a dollar, the prices will go up, but not yet. I'm holding them through the weekend. You do have the ability still to use your credit card and buy three of Alex Jones's videos, The Obama Deception, Follow the Republican Endgame, for $97. That's delivered. I mean, that's just, if you look at the discount there, you can't beat that. It's just out of this world. Walking Liberty halves will be increasing, too. They're at $12.84 right now. Silver went up a dollar. That's going to affect that directly. Franks, with gold now over $1,400, $1,409. Franks currently at $294. That's the same price I used earlier this week when gold was sitting there down about $1,350 an ounce. British sovereigns at $369. I know I don't mention this very often, but if you do buy a British sovereign, you get seven of Alex's videos as well. We just put up bags of junk silver. We put together bags of diamonds.
I think it's five videos, not seven.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, five videos. I should, yeah. Thanks for correcting me on that because I'm getting in trouble for that. The bags of silver, Alex, $100 face value, junk silver. We have it on the internet. If you want to buy those, especially with the silver prices jumping like they have, we're the lowest price in town. I don't have the price in front of me. I know it's just a little bit
over $2,000. The point is, to get the lowest price, call, say it's the radio special, so you know you're getting the lowest. The higher price is still extremely competitive, lowest in town, as Ted said, 800-686-2237. And you get a great deal, and the pittance profit Ted makes goes back into the network and everything we're doing here, where we're not censored yet, thank God. But mainstream news, headline today, say goodbye to freedom, say goodbye. What does Wired Magazine say? Censorship bill sails through the Senate. I mean, it is all happening right now, folks. Please support us, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't screw around. Brokers will be there till late tonight and off and on throughout the weekend. Call them. You've got till midnight, Sunday night, Central, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
And there is one way to get these prices on the internet. Kurt Nemo's got the link at InfoWars.com. Have found us. The system just doesn't care. They're like, yeah, we're stealing the pension funds. Yeah, we're going to take all the veterans' health care. They're openly announcing, yes, we're going to take people's government-paid-for insurance for veterans away. Yes, we're going to take basically all your money, slash your police, and pay it into the foreign bankers. They're just doing it. They're robbing us like they've done third world nations. Now, Mason County, Indiana. The guy has 30-plus acres, looks just like our land in East Texas. He's got an outhouse. It's the country. The city is annexing it and is now going to evict him. Now, let me tell you, we've got land we've had since 1829 that we got in Mexican land grants. And over the time, family sold it off or whatever, we've got some of it left. And let me tell you, there's a deer camp down there that's been used for over 100 years, family deer camp, just a little cook shack and, a little cabin. And you know what? Out in the woods, there's an outhouse. And it only gets used a few times a year. It's totally sanitary. The bugs take care of it in hours. This is what the globalists are doing. Somebody needs to buy this guy a chemical toilet. They cost maybe $500. So, and somebody needs to help him sue him and stop him. The 72-year-old Dick Thompson. So you think you're going to own some land and work in a job and pay the property tax, the rent on your land? You think you're going to have a little mobile trailer? Of course, in this case, he's not even using the bathroom in the woods. It's a mobile trailer. He's got a toilet. He can drive it, pump it out, pay the fee. No. You, in fact, I'm pointing out outhouses. That's not even what's happening here. You're not going to have your own trailer. You're not going to live out on your own 30-plus acres. This is so horrible. I want to get this guy on if we can get his cell phone or find out who knows him in the town. People, you got to stand up for him. When I've watched him taking people's property, harassing folks, I stand up for him. Not because I'm a good guy. I understand if they can get them, they can get me. You know, we got to stand together as Americans. Let's go ahead and play this clip. This is unbelievable.
What might be counted as one man's war with Big Brother. Dick Thompson says he just wants to be left alone, but a county government now plans to throw him off his land because they say he's breaking the law by living, frankly, too simply. 24-Hour News 8's Brad Edwards is on the case in Alexandria in northern Madison County.
Just past a little place that calls itself small, there's a mailbox by an old beater, a story of a man with a frosty relationship with the county. Where is that man? There he is. There's Dick Thompson.
This is Sunshine.
This is Bird.
He likes peppermints. That's Fritzia.
His horse. His miniature horse. His...
Hey!
Jeez, oh, Pete!
Got a little close to Ace there. This, his 36 acres, his dump truck, his wagon, and home sweet home.
They're telling me to get out of here. I think it's a bunch of bull. And everybody else does, too.
Do you have anywhere to go?
No.
The county attorney tells 24-Hour News 8 he's breaking multiple ordinances and health code violations. He's got no electricity, no sewer, no water, been to court a number of times, and now Mr. Thompson has got to go.
November 30th, 2010.
The date. He waited for the sheriff's department to arrive.
No water, no sewer, no electricity.
I'm a country boy.
He's got everything, everyone he needs.
Can you tell Fritz you were just trying to do an interview here?
Get out of here, Fritz. Go on. Oh. I just want to be left alone.
This, his parents' land he purchased, and now he's living free of trappings. Well, he's just fine, thank you very much, and tired of the court dates and the summonses they make him.
I want to get the hell out of here now. Too much hate.
Where are you going to go?
I have no idea.
Maybe he thinks it is time to give up.
No!
To be continued. Brad
no!
Edwards, 24-Hour News 8.
No! No, don't give up! Because they're just going to get you in the next town. So it's family property. He's out there with his cute little Shetland ponies. He just wants to be left alone, and the bloodsuckers have annexed it. Family land. I mean, this is the countryside. Looks like he's Texas. These criminals aren't going to stop, and they always say, oh, it's the rules, but then they never follow their own rules. And everybody knows under common law, you can have your city or county pass laws, it's grandfathered. You can't pass a law saying you can't have a well retroactively, though now they're trying. You can't do that. The people need to take their town back. And by the way, we talk about the sheriff being the most powerful person in the county. The sheriff needs to stand up against that criminal court and refuse to enforce it. And citizens need to look into the law and sue those judges and county attorneys. They should be run out of that town on a legal rail, chewing that old man's guts out like a bunch of wolves. Better stand together or hang separate. Stay with us.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, the empire of tyranny and insider traitors. Remember what happened a year and a half ago when Obama took over GM, and then it came out in Congress that if you weren't a big contributor to the Democratic Party, they would take your GM dealership, in some cases worth tens of millions of dollars. One family in Minnesota had had it in their family for over 80 years. Now it comes out he's issued hundreds of waivers that if you're an insider like McDonald's, you don't have to pay for insurance for your employees, but everybody else does. How is your hamburger place going to compete with McDonald's if you've got to buy insurance for your employees? The answer is you're not. Well, we've got something new on that front that just illustrates the lawlessness that's taking place That's coming up in just a moment with Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. This is pure tyranny we're about to cover. Before we go any further, this radio broadcast is made possible by listeners that support the online video / Patriot Apparel store at InfoWars.com. This is the season. We've added a lot of other new videos, the live video streaming, all of my films in super high quality, and so much more. You can get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a trial membership for $5.95 or get a year and get 5+ months free, 5+ months taken off the price. You can also give PrisonPlanet.tv memberships as gifts. Now, we've got the Alex Jones Essential, five of my best films for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. Great way to get your shopping done and not fight the crowds. Infowars.com, great way to wake people up. Also, we've got our sponsors like Inner Health Botanicals. And they have got a whole line of superfoods, not just vitamins, but superfoods, raw foods, unpasteurized, and a little green mix. That's one of their best sellers, the Inner Food. Got a bunch of other products that you then put in juice or water every morning, 2 little scoops. My wife takes it. I do. A bunch of my staff love it. I've tried other green foods. They aren't as good. They don't taste as good. Inner Food, E-N-E-R-Food.com. It's won Mike Adams' Best Superfood 2009. He takes it every day. Innerfood.com, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or innerfood.com, banners on Infowars.com. They've got a whole line of just amazing products at Inner Health Botanicals, 866-762-9238. Also, it's Made in America. And they've got a special running right now that when you get some of the Diamond Gusset apparel or their motorcycle jeans, the regular jeans, all Made in America, they're specially sewed to last a lot longer. Find out why they're special at Gusset.com or go to Gusset.com/America. And you can find out about the 3 free gifts you get when you get $100 or more of their great Made in America apparel. Gusset.com/America. That's Gusset.com/America. Or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. Diamond Gusset jeans made in Georgia and Tennessee. They're not just sewn and put together there. It's all made here, 100%. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to be able to have Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com, and he is the president of the organization. And this integrates in with everything else that's happening. I just mentioned that if you weren't an Obama contributor or a Democrat contributor, you would get your General Motors dealership taken. I mean, that came out in the news a year and a half ago. It's come out that, you know, the no-bid contracts under Bush have been expanded. Select, you know, good old boys get the contracts. The media spins this like, oh, foreigners don't get to. No, 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 no. This was American companies. Now under Obama, he's going further. Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to American Small Business League. And it goes on, the blacklisting allowed under Section 815 would result in de facto departments of federal contractors and debarments across the federal government without due process. Section 815 does not require DOD to notify or justify its decision to blacklist companies. So you don't even know. You put your bid in and they never tell you you've been blacklisted. That's the hallmark of a fascist society. DOD determinations regarding the secret blacklist would be protected from disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act. I mean, this is just pure tyranny. I can't state how bad this is. Number 5, the legislation represents a reduction in competitiveness in federal contracting programs, which is the only part of the government growing. And as a result, could lead to increased cost of goods and services. Number 6, the legislation consolidates DOD acquisition authority over $300 billion a year in defense contracts into the hands of a small group of high-level Pentagon officials, which it's kind of like Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, orders the naked body scanners, then he goes to the company to head it up after he leaves. There's more in here. Let's get the intel from the expert, Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Lloyd, you've got the floor. Break down what's happening.
Well, Alex, the president that promises the most transparent administration in history is trying to launch a program where two guys, maybe three guys at the Pentagon, can blacklist any American company that works with the Pentagon or federal agencies without notification, no justification, no due process, and there's no way you can get information on it. It's exempt. It'll be exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. Reminds me of McCarthyism, quite frankly. But it goes beyond that, because back then, at least they'd have a hearing, and they would accuse you publicly, and you'd have a chance to defend yourself. But this is where you can be accused of a crime, convicted, and never have a chance to respond. And, of course, the opportunities for abuse, we couldn't cover all the opportunities for abuse if we were on the phone for 24 hours. But you talked about the car dealerships. Think what's going to happen if the government has the ability to blacklist a company that makes their living selling to the Pentagon or other federal agencies. They've got an opportunity to blacklist you. And my guess is that it's a no-brainer that it's going to be abused. And my guess is that people that contribute to the administration, you know, are going to be the ones that won't be blacklisted. And it's just very concerning. And it's just it's so sad to see the government doing this type of thing. But my real concern is it's going to be used to blacklist small businesses that have objected to the Pentagon's what I call anti-small business policies. I don't know if you've seen the stories in the press, but in the last 8 years, there's been probably 500 stories in the press that have shown that the majority of government small business contracts go to Fortune 500 firms.
Sure. Well, this is what happened in Nazi Germany, is that Hermann Göring and Heinrich Himmler, they all became the equivalent of what would be trillionaires today, because less than a dozen people had to approve everything. And so it was, quote, a free market, but everything had to go through them. I mean, this is designed so that, you know, generals order a missile system, they retire in 2 years and, you know, become the board of directors and get $1 million a year salary. This is putting that on steroids. I mean, this is fascism. So walk through it for folks.
Well, it's basically going to allow three people at the Pentagon that will most likely be controlled by the White House and heavily influenced by maybe four or five major contractors to blacklist companies. And what's going to happen is these small number of major contractors that I would say virtually control the Pentagon, it's common knowledge in Washington, if you come along with a more effective product at a lower price, they're going to find some reason to blacklist you. And you'll have absolutely no recourse. And it could actually stifle innovation. But
You won't be able to have a local Texas company go out and put new roofs on barracks at Fort Hood. You won't be able to have a local plumber company that has contracts to fix toilets. No, it's going to be these big mega corporations. So they take our tax money, send it to Washington, and then it's vertically integrated into fewer and fewer hands who then won't have an incentive to do a good job.
Absolutely. And I like I said, there's been, oh gosh, I've lost track of how many stories in the press. I think there's been around 15 federal investigations that show some of the largest companies in Italy and England and Holland and France, even South Korea, are getting hundreds of millions in U.S. government small business contracts, and Obama's allowing that to continue every day. In fact, quite frankly, it's about between $1 and $2 million a minute in government small business contracts are diverted to large corporations. And this secret blacklist, I think, was potentially designed to go after all the companies that object to it. So if you object to the Pentagon giving small business contracts to companies in Italy, they're going to come down on you, blacklist your company. And see, most people sell to the government, that's all they do. That's what they do for a living. So if you're blacklisted from selling to the government, you're out of business.
And let's be clear, we have trade imbalances with Italy, with South Korea, with Japan, with China. More and more, I saw a statistic, 90-plus percent of our components for weapons are now made in China. Over 90% of the drugs, the vaccines are now made there. And if so already we have these trade imbalances, but God forbid the federal government actually give contracts to even American companies, and now it won't even be small ones, it's going to be big ones. I mean, now a town around a military base isn't even going to be able to get any benefit from having the base there. This is just insane.
Yeah, if you're a small business, you know, around a military base like Fort Hood, you'll be losing contracts for Post-it notes and big pens and computers to companies in England, Holland, France, South Korea, Italy, all around the world. And that's happening right now. And that's not just me, some conspiracy theory I came up with. In 2005, the Inspector General for the Small Business Administration said this: one of the largest challenges facing the Small Business Administration and the entire federal government today is that large businesses are receiving federal small business procurement awards. And they found in Report 514 that the Small Business Administration itself, the SBA, was giving small business contracts to a multi-billion dollar conglomerate out of Holland called Berman NV. So these are the findings of the General Accounting Office, the Inspector Generals for the Department of the Interior, again, the GAO and the SBA's own Inspector General, the SBA Office of Advocacy. Every day, every minute, contracts that by law should be going to legitimate small businesses are being diverted to Fortune 500 firms. The Obama administration knows it's happening. Think about, we're in the worst economic downturn in 80 years. Small businesses generate over 90% of all net new jobs. They employ over 56% of the private sector workforce. They generate over half the gross domestic product. And here's a shocker, they're responsible for over 90% of all U.S. exports. And right now, while we're talking, the government is giving federal small business contracts to companies overseas and Fortune 500 firms. And if you complain about it, you're going to get blacklisted if this secret blacklist passes.
We're talking to Lloyd Chapman, the president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. Let's walk through, I'm going to make some points and then get your take on it. Let's walk through that. Of course, the vast majority of our exports are small businesses. There aren't any, by and large, big industries left here to export, so it is that micro economy and those specialty niche items that are still having this country run. Then you start shutting them down. This is really about price fixing. That's what the Food Safety Act is about. Openly, in the last month, $12 million spent by big mega agribusiness to shut down small farms and ranches, to allow the federal government to come in and just have unlimited power to put bureaucracy on them, though most of the food safety problems we've seen, and that's public numbers, come from the big mega agribusiness, the Tyson chickens and others. So they're lobbying to shut that down. It's about price fixing. Once you've only got two or three chicken packers or beef packers, once you've got most local farmers working for big mega agribusiness, then they can get together and price fix and control the market and jack up prices. So it's the same thing here. You shut small businesses out. They don't even know they've been shut out when they're putting their bids in. That allows the insiders to jack up all of their prices. I mean, this is so diabolical. Your take on what I just talked about.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. I was talking to a 7-year-old kid about 2 months ago, and I said, if you were trying to stimulate the economy and create jobs, and you knew that small businesses created 95% of all the net new jobs, how much of the stimulus funds would you give small businesses? He said, well, 95%. The Obama administration has given maybe 3% of the stimulus funds to small businesses. 3%. Now, the companies that create 97% of the net new jobs, half the gross domestic product, 90% of exports, are getting 3% of his stimulus funds. That's why the unemployment rate's not coming down.
Well, that makes me think of a Bible verse that out of the mouths of babes, here's the 7-year-old saying, put the money in small business, but the big mega businesses, they've got the lobbyist.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you something fascinating. When the House Small Business Committee has hearings on federal small business policy, you know who's always there to testify? Boeing aircraft. So when Nitti Velasquez has a hearing on federal small business policy and to look at why government small business contracts are going to Fortune 500 firms, no legitimate small business group has ever been invited to testify. I've never been in the room there.
And of course, Boeing has moved to China.
Yeah. Well, by the way, today while we're talking, Boeing's getting federal small business contracts. They get hundreds of millions in federal small business contracts.
So that's what your organization does, is tries to tie the small businesses together. If small businesses started funding their own lobbying groups and got aggressive, we could kick these multinationals out. But now we learn trillions of dollars have been stolen and given to elite corporations with bailout money. I mean, there's no end to it.
You know, I'll tell you something. When I talk to people about politics and they're complaining, I always tell them one thing. It's much worse than you think it is. So as you and I are talking and people are listening, I want to assure people that what's going on in this country right now, what's going on in Washington, what's going on in the Obama administration is much, much worse than you think it is. It's more corrupt than you think it is. And I would have to call it sort of anti-middle class. But think about a federal policy, by the way, that allows Fortune 500 firms to get small business contracts. That's happening right now, and the SBA, is the one that came up with it. But, by the way, here's what we should talk about real quick. Let's talk about what people can do.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about it. In fact, that was my next question. How do we counter this legislation? But more than that, how do we roll back the corruption that's already rampant?
All right. Here's my advice. I have all the stories on this on my website, ASBL.com, under media. We've got probably almost 10 years worth of stories on this issue. People go look at it. We've got videos. We've got all the stories that have been on television. And people can take a look at it. But call your congressman. You know, sometime today, get on the phone, call your congressman, and tell them two things. I do not want federal small business contracts going to Fortune 500 firms and companies overseas. I object to that. I want, existing federal infrastructure spending going to American companies and small businesses. And number two, I'm opposed to a secret blacklist and a defense reauthorization bill. Call your senator, call your congressman, call the White House, people out there, people are frustrated. People, don't like the government. They're unhappy. I'll tell you something. You can do something about it. You're an American. This is a democracy. This country belongs to us. Those people in Washington work for us. Get on the phone and cause some trouble. Call these people and call their offices and lock up their phone lines and tell them, we're not taking this anymore.
All right, Lloyd Chapman, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side. Talk more about solutions. Folks, do you understand? The multinationals run the government. You heard it. 97% of the stimulus money went to them, not to small businesses. We've got to stop this or we're dead. This issue basically illustrates everything we talk about here. 97% of the stimulus money to these mega corporations who are offshore. And now they don't even want small business to be able to put a bid in, basically, is what this amounts to. You wonder why we don't have an economy. It's because it's a rigged game. And the big mega banks, they want socialism to take your money and then give it to them. So it's socialism on the bottom with fascism on the top. And that's what the stupid leftist and stupid right-wingers will not get. But before 110 years ago, if you read a political science book, this is all it talked about. They have given us false information. You've got to have local control. You've got to have true free market. And we need to shrink the size of government. So much of the waste is these big mega corporations. Small businesses will bring competition to that. Now, in closing, it's exciting to know that Lloyd Chapman is from Austin, Texas. Of course, we're out of Austin, Texas, but his organization is not based here. He's got more than 100,000 members. He needs to have 10 million members. How many small businesses are there in the United States, Lloyd?
There's 28 million small businesses in this country, and 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees.
Well, I tell you, I've got about 30 contractors or employees, and how much does it cost to join your organization? I think I'm going to have my company join up.
No, people can join for free.
Oh, it's free, can I donate? Because we need to fight these people.
We ask people to to donate if you want to. We win a federal. I'll say in the last 6 weeks, I've won 3 federal lawsuits against the Obama administration. So we don't just sit around and talk. We do something.
Oh, yeah. What they're doing is totally criminal. So if we lay down, we're going to lose. What's the saying that winners never quit and losers? What's that saying? I can't ever seem to get it right.
I forgot. Here's something.
That quitters never win and winners never quit.
There you go. Thomas Jefferson said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Yes.
So, the American Small Business League, we're suing the government constantly. I've been suing the government for 20 years. I've never lost. I've exposed trillions in fraud and abuse. I'd love to have people contribute and help us, fund our legal campaign. We're fighting for small businesses every day, and we're getting results. I'm on television, radio, we're in newspapers, and we're getting the word out there. But people need to do something. People just sit around, they're mad. Get on the phone. Call your congressman, call your senator. This secret blacklist part right now is in the Senate. So get on the phone and call your senator, and when you get through calling your senator, call the local newspaper and call the local television station and say, hey, did you know about this secret blacklist? And let's get more coverage of this. But people should become more involved in this. And to tell you the truth, Alex, it's fun. Yeah, get on the phone and call your senator. Tell him you're not happy with this stuff.
Yeah, well, I just love that saying that winners never quit. And of course, you know, quitters never win. Or to say it properly, quitters never win and winners never quit. Yep. We need to learn how the system works, get involved, and take action. And I just want to commend what you're doing. How good a chance does this legislation have of passing this S-3454?
Unfortunately, I would say it's probably got about a 90% chance of passing because the Pentagon controls our government. When you go to Washington, D.C., like I do all the time, and you're sitting in a congressman's office, there's a bunch of magazines sitting on the table, you know, that are pretty much focused at Congress. And everyone has full-page ads from the nation's top five defense contractors. If you look at the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, right outside is the Boeing Theater. You know, Boeing, Lockheed, Northrop own that town. And they pretty much get what they want. So the American people have to make a lot of noise to kill this one.
You know what, Lloyd Chapman? We got a 60-second break. If you've got to go, you got to go. But I want you to come back for 5 minutes if you can, or we'll have you back. And explain how the Pentagon runs this country. That's what Eisenhower in 61 warned us about. They take our tax money. They've got all this propaganda about worshiping the military, but all it is a bunch of corrupt corporations.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got to tip my hat to the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. They've got another one of our articles yesterday and today posted at Drudge Report. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. They've got FOIA requests in about the TSA and Homeland Security spying on Matt Drudge, myself, and prisonplanet.com. We got Bob Barr coming on next week, former congressman and presidential candidate, to talk about the secret police federal takeover. And by the way, we've got an article up on prisonplanet.com today. The big secret, what TSA doesn't want you to know. But we've got their own documents and their own people admitting they are going to be, and they are now, a force that will be in every town and city, kind of a minimum wage quasi-federal cop, literally sticking their hands down your pants. You got crooks running the government, and they're going to rob everybody. And they got a bunch of dumbed-down goons working for them. Now, I care about our military. I care about our troops. You notice they've announced this week they're going to start taking the pension funds from the troops and their health care. That's New York Times telling you how great it is. They're going to cheat everybody. Nobody's safe. But they wear the troops like a mantle of honor, the big defense contractors, and tell you how patriotic they are to sell you their takeover of the economy. It was the Pentagon. We're going back to our guest here in a moment, that got us to accept the universal product code, that wants us to accept RFID, that funded Google to spy on us. They're taking over the economy and now trying to shut small businesses out of the economy after we paid the taxes. We got about 3 minutes left with the president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. Lloyd Chapman, briefly, finish up with your point about the Pentagon runs America. You're in these meetings, and tell them what you see.
Well, when Eisenhower left office, his last speech was, he said, beware of the growing power of the military-industrial complex. And if you go to Washington, you know, these big defense contractors like Lockheed and Boeing and Northrop and Raytheon, they run Washington. They spend more money lobbying than anybody else. Remember President Obama said there'd be no place in his administration for lobbyists?
Yes.
First thing he did was appoint a Raytheon's lobbyist over procurement for the Pentagon. That's how much power that these guys
have. And now he's got Monsanto lobbyists running the FDA.
Yeah. So these big defense contractors are incredibly powerful, but they get whatever they want in Washington, D.C. because they've got the money. Washington runs on money. And the legislation that gets passed in Washington is not the legislation that's good for the American people. It's what the big defense contractors, the big corporations, pay for. And it's just really, really unfortunate. But just think, federal law says $230 billion a year in government contracts should go to small businesses. There's been 15 investigations that say that most of that money goes to these Fortune 500 defense firms. If we could stop that, that would put more money into the middle class than anything that President Bush or President Obama ever spoke of. And all we have to do is just quit giving small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms. But, I want to, again, encourage people, do something. If you're patriotic and you love this country, I'm named after my mother's brother who was killed in World War II flying a B-24 bomber when he was 21. And I've grown up feeling very patriotic, and I'm fighting for America. I'm not just sitting around talking to the television being mad. I get on the phone, and I call people. But if you love this country, do something.
And you're winning lawsuits against them. I mean, it would be much worse if there weren't people like you out there, Lloyd Chapman. And I look forward to having you back on as things develop and unfold. And this latest chapter just really shows us how naked this is, how out in the open this is. In closing, do you agree with my statement about how these big defense contractors drape themselves in the American flag?
Oh, every weekend when you watch television, these guys keep running these commercials about we're here for you and blah, 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 blah. These big defense contractors are raping the country. They're cheating us, you know, overcharging for products. They're the ones that get us in all these wars. You know, they want us in these wars that we can't win, and because it makes them rich.
Lloyd Chapman, you're great. I look forward to talking to you again. What a patriot. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to go through a whole bunch of news with Bob Chapman on the economy. China's gold imports surge fivefold. I want to get into what we were just talking about. They're trying to pass a law that's set. You just heard the head of the small business group say it's set to pass the Senate, where only mega corporations can get government contracts for the Pentagon or military. I mean, 97% of the stimulus money went to Fortune 500. This country's just completely being sucked dry. Also, I want to get into Ventura being censored. But I do want to mention for listeners, you know, we are financed by you. We're not like NBC and other big networks that now on record got the bailout money secretly. And then they call you a racist if you're against Obamacare, written by the insurance companies to cut your care and make you buy it and then cut the quality. We've added today to PrisonPlanet.tv, Rosalind Peterson, the chemtrail cover-up. We went out there to California for 4 days to do these interviews. They're all up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. California Skywatch watchdog exposes how clandestine NASA military programs are poisoning the environment, food, and water supply. Very powerful interview with photos, graphs, documents, groundbreaking. Also, Reverend Childress on the Negro Project, the program for abortion and sterilization of blacks in this country. Incredibly powerful. The Dr. Russell Blaylock, Fluoride's Deadly Secret, How They're Poisoning the Water Supply. We put the new Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura interviews up there, video never before seen, and a whole bunch of others. And there's more going up. Russell Means, At Wounded Knee. Dr. Conant on the chemicals in the water. These are where we fly around the country and put these on PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality. The video streams of the live radio show every day /TV, the archives of that, a higher quality commercial-free audio podcast, extras on my films that didn't make it in the films, just a bunch of other films folks have authorized us to post, like Don't Tread on Me and Camp FEMA. It's all there, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. And your 15 cents a day, your $5.95 a month, if you get a trial monthly membership, funds our operation. It's even less if you get a year. You get 5.3 months free when you buy 6.7 months. That's what the discount on the yearly does. We only do that every December. And we're adding so much, and that supports our operation. So Infowars.com. You can go to the online video bookstore, the T-shirts, the hardcover DVDs in the highest quality, the bumper stickers, the ballpoint pens, the wristbands, the citizen rule books and all the orders. All of it's about getting the word out. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, download the videos on any subject you want, burn them to disk, give them to people, share them. It's an armory of resistance. It's why the globalists have been attacking it, trying to take it down. I mean, Jesse Ventura's police state episode that I consulted on, that was one of the main forces behind, that I appeared in, censored. That's coming up in a minute. I mean, it's all happening. We're effective. That is scaring them. And PrisonPlanet.tv is a big part of the resistance against this whole system. Now, everything is happening so fast that sometimes I think my head is actually spinning. But before we get into the economy and all of this, I want to talk to Bob Chapman, who joins us for an hour every Friday at least, and sometimes more. And, of course, Bob was the biggest private silver and gold broker. He had the biggest financial newsletter until he retired. He came back over a decade ago. He has internationalforecaster.com. He worked in counter-espionage against the Soviets with secretive government agencies. He's a patriot. He, of course, co-published and helped Gary Allen get out his None Dare Call a Conspiracy. His son runs, of course, Gary Allen's son runs Politico now today. Bob has been a real driving force for almost 50 years against the globalist. And, you know, the fact that they are trying to censor really shows how effective we are. Here's the breaking news. Police state episode of Hit Ventura show covering FEMA camps pulled from air. And people are scared at the network. They're scared in the production. They wouldn't really give me all the info. We know that when they air a show, they re-air it a whole bunch. It wasn't re-aired. It was delisted from the website. It disappeared. I called Ventura. He just learned about it, and he said, yeah, basically government threat directly from a government group. I'm just going to leave it at that. Pressure, network heads being called. I'm just going to leave it at that. Being contacted, men in suits breaking in trash cans, threats. You've heard Tyrell talk about that a few weeks ago, saying, folks, you're lucky this is on air. Well, now you're noticing it's not. And who knows if the water special will air. It just so happened to break 2 weeks ago in Texas News that they are putting uranium in the water. Well, guess what? Their episode's about that. They're putting uranium in the water to sterilize us, okay? See, if you serve this corrupt system, you're a cop, FBI agent. Don't laugh at this. You think it's cute your kids are drinking uranium and that they're publicly saying they want to add lithium? That's going to air supposedly at 9 o'clock Central tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's see if it does. They're not re-airing the JFK episode tonight before it, as they have always done in the past. They'll air the last episode. They're airing last year's episode about global warming. I'm in that one, too. Folks, this is happening, and now the whole show next year is in jeopardy. Doesn't matter if it's got top ratings on their network. Doesn't matter. That's why the system's scared. This thing went under the radar last year and part of this year, but now it's not. And then, you know, it's creepy, folks. It's creepy to learn they're putting reporters on no-fly list. It's creepy that Bob Barr's doing a four-year on myself and Matt Drudge reportedly being spied on by TSA. It's creepy knowing Homeland Security listens to all my phone calls. But you know what? They're crooks, and I'm standing up to them. My children aren't going to be slaves. It's giving in to corruption that's brought us this far. You got to gut up and just say, look, I'm not putting up with it anymore, crooks. And everybody else was scared to talk about it. I called Ventura, and he said, I've got to find out more, but yes, it's confirmed. I'll probably come on next week. I've got to decide what I'm going to do, but people have a right as citizens to call True TV and contact them and say, we want to see that back on air. They didn't pull it and say it was inaccurate. They just pulled it and hope you didn't notice, because I'm not supposed to get into more of it until they're ready to talk about it, if they even are. But I'm not sitting around. I'm glad Ventura said go ahead and talk about it. Because, you know, once you're in confidence with people, it's a journalistic thing that you don't break that confidence. But Ventura said go. So he's the boss on the show. Boom, I'm giving it to you. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that?
It's something that you should expect. When you're effective, this is what they do. And, you know, this has been going on all the years that I've known you, and then some. And it's not going to go away, and they're going to get more aggressive as we go along. And they're going to do everything possible to keep the American people from knowing the truth about anything. And never mind the American people. Your broadcasts, they go all over the world. You're waking up people everywhere. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, they're probably going to try to kill me soon, but whatever.
Well, now you know I did what I did, and we had this conversation over 10 years ago.
Yeah, you've left the country, and you've got to constantly move.
Well, I do so that they can't keep track of me, but
yeah.
It's worked out good. And
why'd you decide to move? I mean, when they tried to plant hand grenades on you? Or?
Oh, that was back in 75. I go back a long way with these people. I mean, they started really leaning on me in 1967, and they've never stopped. because I'm supposed to be one of them, and they don't like it when I'm not one of them, seeing that they train me. And that's the worst possible thing that can happen to them.
Well, that's why MIAC and Homeland Security say their number one enemy is veterans.
That's right. Because we know how it's played. And that's why I've done that veteran show, or the Marine Disquisition, for over 5 years. It's number one in blog talk and has been for years. Because I want these guys to know what's going on. We need the military to defend the American people and our way of life, not these monsters that it happened in Washington and the transnational conglomerates and Wall Street and banking. I mean, between that group and the pharmaceutical companies and insurance, they come up with almost all the money to buy off the politicians. They really virtually control the country. And the gentleman who was before us, this was, of course, a double feature, Chapman to Chapman. And anyway, he came right out and said that, and he's got, you know, in-house experience on that.
And he's one of the biggest business. He's one of the biggest business member groups in the country. And he said we've got a criminal crook government.
Well, we've been saying the same thing for a long time.
But you're noticing more and more Americans would say this over beers a decade ago. Now prominent people are just telling it like it is, and they can't get us all, Bob.
No, they can't. In fact, they probably only can get maybe 20 million out of 300 million. I mean, when they go to move against us, it's going to be the sorriest thing they ever did. Because they're not going to get any support. If the Pentagon thinks that they're going to order line officers around and non-coms and gunnies, they're crazy. We have them in our camp. Not in theirs. They're good, decent, hardworking men and women who put their lives in the line every single day for this country. And we're going to back them 100%. And if something happens that's nasty, I'll be the first one to head over the border and join them. Believe me, as old as I am.
Well, we need to keep you in the rear with the gear, Bob.
Somebody's got to do the public relations.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, at least we didn't lay down and lick boots and go down without a fight, whatever happens.
That's right. You can't give up. You've got to keep going and going and going. You can never, ever accept defeat. And I've run my whole life that way, and you have too. And we want everybody else to emulate that quality. It's extraordinarily important. Not so much for you, but how about your wife and your children and grandchildren, all your friends? Somebody's got to be there to stand in there and say, I'm not going to take it anymore, and we're going to change this. And it will happen, and these people have gone too far. They had a good deal going, and now they're going to get crushed.
Well, history shows you're right, but it's going to be one hell of a fight on the way there. Let's come back, get into the economy and all the other incredible news. I was talking to Rob out there during the break, and he just said, yeah, they're pulling out all the stops. They don't even care if we know anymore. Bob Chapman's our guest for the rest of the hour. We've got a new report out on Ventura's TV show tonight. Shocker, feminizing uranium, fluoride, and lithium in water to be exposed on Ventura TV show. And Aaron did a great job hammering this article out real quick. I think I'm going to have him add at the bottom some of the Texas news where the government hid that there was uranium in the water. The news doesn't tell you. They're adding it. And by the way, that's confirmed. I mean, it's crazy it's gone this far. That they're just killing us slowly out in the open, Bob Chapman.
And you know, it's interesting that you say that, because probably about a year and a half ago, they did the same thing with their manipulation of the markets, particularly gold and silver. For years and years, starting in 1988, they tried to cover up what they were doing. And for a long time, up until probably 1998, I was the only one who wrote about it. Everybody thought I was crazy, as usual. And, of course, they were all wrong. But they're right out in the open with their manipulation of the market. They just don't care anymore. And, of course, we had employment figures come in today. And the government knew yesterday what they were going to be. And so what did they do? Gold runs up $10. They whack it back down again. Silver was up 60 cents. They whack it back down again. So it wouldn't rally as much today when the cruddy news came out on unemployment. So what happened? Gold's up $20 today, which is double what it was up yesterday. And silver's up about 60 cents. And so what they do can't last long. But they don't care about that. They're a bunch of stopgappers. They run around like wild Indians trying to put their finger in the dike everywhere. And it's not going to work. It's like the home of the Mad Hatter or something. But they are in the open.
No, I mean, it's in the Wall Street Journal, Wired Magazine. They just come out and say, everything you do is listen to and watch. In real time, we're tracking every purchase you make with any digital. And it's trying to intimidate us. Now, we knew this a decade ago or more with the Telecommunications Act that codified it, but we saw the infrastructure being paid for. Now they just come out and go, yeah, we commit felonies just every millisecond. Yeah, we're just total crooks. Yeah, there's uranium in your water. I mean, and now the WikiLeaks thing, what do you think of that?
It looks like a disinformation operation to me because most of the stuff... for anybody that's paying attention, they knew it. The only thing I saw that I didn't know was Hillary's instructions to professional personnel in the State Department to spy on others. I would have thought I would have gotten that because you're going to laugh when you hear this, but the State Department not only gets, and I don't know where they get it from, but I've talked to the person who gets it, gets my publication, and they send it to every consulate and every embassy in the world, and then it goes out all over Washington.
Well, Bob, you know that the State Department, the Department of Agriculture, all these departments, they've always been riddled with spies. I mean, all major governments do that. But, I mean, I think the fact that Hillary just ordered everybody to spy, I mean, that's amazing.
It certainly is, but it shows you what she's an integral part of what's going on. But that was the only surprise I saw. And I'm sure in January, I guess, they're going to come out and say a bank or two is on the verge of bankruptcy. Well, heck, anybody that's involved in this thing, like you and I and all our listeners, they know that the banks are broke. So what's, you know, what's the big deal? So I don't see anything world-ending in that.
We're going to go to break in a minute and come back in the long segment. I want to get started now, though. I've been really researching Max Keiser's push with, along with Zero Hedge and others, who I respect, to try to crash J.P. Morgan by buying silver. But I read the Gold Antitrust Committee's press release a few days ago about it, and they said, look, we commend Max, and I can pull it up and read the quotes, but people can go look at it. This will bring out manipulation into the open, and it may hurt a lot of the big banks that are shorting, and it will drive the price up. But J.P. Morgan's only $3 billion, you know, in for this, and you know, they'll find ways of covering it. What's your view of Max Keiser's plan?
Absolutely terrific. Psychological warfare. It's not the fact they're going to get stuffed financially, oh, $3 billion or whatever it is. And again, I shouldn't play that down. You know, Max has stuck his neck out, like very few people have, over a number of years, and said, let's do this. And I think it's a great idea. Maybe it's only $5 billion, whatever it is. We're giving them nightmares.
All right, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that on the other side. Absolutely. It reveals the fraud. We'll get into the Chinese, what they're doing with gold, and a lot more. Stay with us. If you ever needed to know that John Boehner, who doesn't have
live
to go to the TSA...
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I rarely get so mad that I talk over the liner. I'm so enraged by what I just confirmed over the break from Bloomberg Businessweek that I can hardly talk. If anybody ever wanted to know that Boehner And I don't know why he's ashamed of his real name, Boehner. I don't know. I mean, that's how it's pronounced. It's German. It's Boehner. I don't know why Boehner is getting away with what he does, but he's out there lying about the unemployment. He's a globalist. He's a Newt Gingrich protege, and nobody should be surprised by the fact that he gets to go around the TSA naked body scanners. Well, here's Bloomberg Businessweek. It says Boehner's doing everything he can, told Bloomberg, to prevent Ron Paul from becoming chairman of the House Banking Committee. And it's seniority. Ron Paul is supposed to be the chairman. Hey, how about we cause a move to get Ron Paul to be the new Speaker of the House instead of Boehner, a.k.a. Boehner? I mean, this is what needs to be done. So this is new breaking news on this front. We'll get a link to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll also get that video up where the 70-something-year-old guy who lives on a family farm is being kicked off by the city that's annexed it, saying he's not allowed to basically have a farm in the city. They're getting rid of grandfathering rules all over the country. I mean, this government's just completely criminal. We're going to get that up. I'm going to go into the economy with Bob Chapman here in a moment. But folks, listeners, you are so awesome. You're the reason we're having such a big effect. Sure, I put the hours in, do the work, bring on the guests that I respect who've really been accurate in the past and who have a good understanding of how the world really works. But it's you, the listeners, that carry the ball down the field. And normally in the last 6 months since we've been doing Google bombs, I only do it like once a week or so. But we've been doing it a lot this week because Google's censoring us so much. And we need to put light on the fact that they're censoring Jesse Ventura's TV show. And that'd be a great search term, but since the article doesn't say censoring the TV show, we need to use something out of the headline so that millions of other people will end up reading this and learning about it and putting pressure on it. It's also important to contact True TV online, or I guess next week I can give you their phone number to try to get that episode back on, dealing with the FEMA camps and the fusion centers spying on the American people. But let's make Ventura show the number one search term. You've got to use something rare, or it'll get mixed in with a bunch of other articles that have similar headlines. Ventura show FEMA. Three words. Ventura show FEMA. So three words, or two words and an abbreviation. Ventura show FEMA. Ventura show FEMA. Ventura show FEMA. Let's make that the number one term. The few times we haven't gotten the number one search, we've gotten like number two or three, is when I've done it at the end of the show. But I know we have a huge audience. Everybody puts it in Google over and over again in about 3 hours. It'll be number one. Ventura show FEMA. That's unique enough that it'll take them to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in other sites, since we're blocked by Google, you just copy the article and then you'll get the traffic, which is great. I just want the information to get out. Ventura show FEMA, since Google's blocked us on Google News. Ventura show FEMA. Ventura show FEMA. That's the number one search term. And let's do this, too. Let's hit them with another torpedo. Let's fight even harder. Resistance is victory. Never giving in, never giving up. Feminizing uranium. I think folks need to read this article and know about the show coming up tonight, that they're putting feminizing uranium, and it's also very poisonous and toxic, in your water, out of the phosphate mines. Feminizing uranium. Those are the two search terms. Ventura show FEMA is number one. Number two, feminizing uranium. It's up to you. It's your mission if you choose to accept it. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's terrific, and I think you should evolve for the next one by going after a Boehner. And his pressure that he's under from the bankers and Wall Street not to give Ron Paul his assignment on the committee as chairman. And I think people should let him know that the next time he runs, there'll be 100,000 people or more in his district campaigning against him.
I tell you what, I'll get a blurb up by Paul Watson right now, and the headline will be, John Boehner scams for Federal Reserve. And let's just have another search term. John Boehner scam. How do you spell How do you spell boner? Let me give it to you right here. John Boner Scam, but he pronounces it Boehner, which I've talked to Germans and looked it up. It is Boner. Nothing wrong with having the name Boner, but he tells everybody, you know, it's Boehner. So John Boehner Scam. Let's just do it right now. Just John Boehner Scam. And then get me Watson. If he's out, we'll get Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes or Kurt Nemo on the horn, and then we'll write about this. John Boehner Scam. And then have the subheadline that he's moving to run a scam because Ron Paul's supposed to get the spot and that he's shilling for the central banks and just blurb it. So John Boehner Scam. Everybody else can write your own articles about it. John Boehner Scam in the headline. You'll get the traffic. I just want to beat these people. I can care less about the traffic. Better you have it. More targets for the globals try to go after. They can't get everybody. So John Boehner Scam. And Boehner is spelled B-O-E-H-N-E-R, B-O-E-H-N-E-R, John Boehner Scam. Okay, Bob, a good idea there.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Well, incidentally, I have a piece on Jesse and Bona in my publication tomorrow, so... It'll be there, but if you put something on, I'll have it in there as well. But, you know, we got to pursue these people. We have to make life miserable for them. We have to tell them, look, if you go do this, you're not going to be around next term.
In fact,
it's
guys,
gonna be over.
Guys, will you get me a Boehner's phone number, at the his congressional phone number, both in the district in Michigan and there in the District of Criminals? It's just online. Thank you. But go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry. We're going to give out Boehner's phone number.
That's great. A wonderful way to start. And just let them know, hey, you know, you got to run again. Sure, you just get reelected, but 2 years comes real fast, and you're not going to be back. And we'll make sure of that.
Well, you know, he's the lieutenant of Newt Gingrich.
To the bankers or a seat to the constituents.
Well, I mean, we all know Boehner is a minion of Gingrich, an anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-carbon tax, piece of globalist trash who writes books calling for world government.
That's right.
Well, Boehner's
been that way for a long time.
You know, it's time, folks, if we let the Republicans, because we're so happy, oh, they're patriots, get in there and stick it to us, then Boehner's going to have his way with us. So it is very, very important to stand up against these people. We have John Boehner's phone number. I hate having to use his false name, but people know him as Boehner. John Boehner's phone number, 202-225-6205, 202-225-6205, and tell him that Ron Paul must chair the House Monetary Policy Subcommittee, or Republicans will pay the price. Wow, now they're even debating him even being on the subcommittee. I thought he was going to be the banking chair. This is disgusting. I mean, next will Boehner say Ron Paul's not even allowed to be in the Congress, even though he wins all the Republican straw polls, Bob Chapman?
Well, that's what they would like, and of course, I know that's not going to happen. But they're going to try to isolate him. This is an isolation process. And if we don't go to bat for Ron Paul, they're going to get away with it. And we don't want that to happen. I mean, look what they've done to our economy. This is Wall Street and banking. They've destroyed the American dream. We've lost 8.5 million jobs, 42,000 corporations. Through free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, it's been the very genesis of the destruction.
The transfer of power.
Particularly the manufacturing sector.
The transfer of power to them, and now small businesses won't be able to get government contracts openly. I mean, these people are just out of control. Here's Boehner's fax number, 202-225-0704. It's time to Tea Party him every time he shows up in his district. That Newt Gingrich globalist slime bag. Make it number one, folks. John Boehner Scam. John Boehner Scam. Newt Gingrich, globalist trash. Let me give you his Butler County office. This doesn't make any sense, because I know, unless I'm going crazy, Boehner's out of Michigan, isn't he? Because this has got him out of Ohio. If he's from Ohio, that's right, he's from Michigan. I know that. I got so many facts in my brain, I can't remember them all anymore. Okay, here's his Westchester, Ohio address. 513-779-5400, 513-779-5400. 513-779-5400 is his field office. His Miami County office is 937-339-1524. And his D.C. District of Criminal Slimebag Nest is 202-225-6205. I tell you, folks, this is unbelievable. Bob Chapman, more comments on this front.
I think we're seeing an argument going on between the Europeans and the United States as to how to handle the endemic problems among the banking community and the approach to bankruptcy of so many countries. And today, the Europeans backed off and said they're going to use QE2 type of injection of money and credit into the banks in Europe so that they'll be able to hang on as Greece, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, and perhaps even Italy go bankrupt. There's absolutely no way they can get them out. They can't bail them out. It's just too expensive. Between that group, five countries, the cost will be $3 to $5 trillion. I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
Bob?
And that means that the Eurozone will break up, and probably the European Union, and the average German will just love that, because they didn't want to be in there in the first place.
And neither does anybody else, according to the polls. Now, let's go back to the fact that they've announced this week that they are going to cut 2 million veterans' government insurance and cut pension funds. I mean, that is really a bold move.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, if it hits a fan, they're going to have to deal with these people. And these people are hardcore, intelligent professionals. I mean, I would not want to be in Washington or New York City when I get these guys and ladies mad. And it's sure to happen. I mean, how do they think for 1 second they can get away with that? That's horrible.
They're openly doing it. I mean,
that's even worse than cutting Social Security.
And again, they keep saying, oh, well, it's to pay off the debt. This won't pay off any of the $1.5 quadrillion. This is all going to the bankers. You got to get rid of the bankers.
You know, we just saw that in Greece, and you and I did all those programs over there. And then they're doing it in Ireland. The two banks are broke. The country's not broke. They want the money to come in to bail out the banks, which are owned by Europeans.
And they have the head of the central bank in Ireland openly say, quote, it's good to have foreigners own your country.
Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you, if I lived in Ireland, I wouldn't be very happy.
Well, the same thing's happening here. I mean, it's just crazy. Shifting gears back into gold, what does it mean to have the Chinese announce last week that they're not going to engage in trade with Russia with dollars anymore as international currency, and then suddenly we hear they're increasing their purchasing of gold fivefold? I mean, I don't think J.P. Morgan and all the king's men and all the king's horses are going to be able to suppress the price anymore if this is happening.
Well, it certainly is happening. It's been happening for the last couple of years with the public. Now, the Chinese have been taking all gold production and buying it internally, domestic. And the Russians have been doing the same thing. The Chinese have been surreptitiously in the market, using hedge funds to buy for them. The Russians, they don't care. Every time the IMF sells gold, they say, how much you got? Oh, 32 tons, fine, we'll take it all. And so they know what they're doing. And incidentally, you know, in 96, I think it was 96, was it? Let me think. 06. Maybe it was at another time. But anyway, Gatta had a meeting in Alaska. And one of the people who came was one of the key people in the Russian government in finance and listened to all the speakers there. I didn't go, but I remember it. And so they know what's going on, and I'm sure they passed it on to the Chinese. Any other BRIC partners of theirs. But gold and silver are going up, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. in this business that's going on. We talked about Max Kaiser and, you know, let's take Morgan down. Well, maybe they won't take Morgan down, but they're going to give him an awful headache. They're going to force him to cover their shorts. There's five class action suits, one of them RICO against Morgan. They're going to lose. And four of the suits they'll probably pay off on. The other one, who's a pro on the floor of the COMEX, who brought the RICO, he ain't backing down. He's going to take them all away.
Well, here's the key.
And this is wonderful.
Exactly. When everybody starts attacking them, it doesn't even mean we're all going to win, but resistance is victory. When we start standing up and we're in the right, if we fire 1,000 torpedoes at them, it only takes one. And I got news, folks, 500 torpedoes are going to hit them. And then when more torpedoes start hitting them, everybody else sees that they've got power. Other people start firing torpedoes. All we got to do is get in the fight and start swinging.
We have our own Psy War going on against all of these terrible people that we have to deal with. And Max has put himself up front, and I think that's great, just like you do.
Yeah, well,
I covered, carried positive articles on what Max had to say already. And there's a group in Germany which interviews Max and myself, and we carry a lot of their stuff in English and German both. We have a lot of German subscribers. And I'm sure Max does because he's in Europe. But these are the kind of things to put a burr under their saddle. They got to run 100 different places putting fires out. And if they're doing that, they can't have enough time to mess with us.
Yeah, the answer is just swarm them like a bunch of piranhas. They can't stop us.
Death by 1,000 bites.
Oh, man. Yeah, here's the take all the metal you can, but it won't break J.P. Morgan. The secretary and treasurer for GATA, Chris Powell, says that. But he goes on to praise the silver buy, saying it will expose the manipulation and it will drive the price up, which overall will expose the overall fiat currency movement.
That's true.
Well, we know this, just the exercise of resisting is victory, as I've said a million times. I'll say it a million times again. I want to come back and talk briefly about some other things that are happening in the economy, what's going on with the TSA, and a lot more with Bob Chapman. His website's theinternationalforecaster.com. You can call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 and get a free complimentary copy.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's do the search terms. John Boehner scam. Feminizing uranium. And Ventura Show FEMA. You guys are awesome and gals are awesome. Bob, I was just during the break looking at all this TSA news. Now it's starting to come out, and Drudge is linked to this today. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. Former Congressman Bob Barr, who's on next week, is putting in FOIA requests about them spying and persecuting members of the media that criticize them. State and local lawmakers are moving to throw the TSA out of the states. That's how the Washington Times. They really are reaching too far. Here's Raw story, exclusive. TSA frisk groomed children to cooperate with sex predators, abuse expert says. I mean, the world, it isn't hype to say, is really waking up to tyranny right now, Bob.
Well, they are, and it's for exactly what you said. They're taking this too far, and particularly with TSA. And as we've discussed on the program before, they have a number of objectives. Number one, psychological warfare. Number two, making people do things that they wouldn't normally do so they can control them. And then insulting them by touching them where they shouldn't, and having machines which can give people cancer. And what are they looking for? Probably, we're not going to use the machines anymore. We're not going to touch you anymore. But you'll have to give your fingerprints and an eye scan.
No, they've now announced that. Yeah, that's the plan. They're just incredible.
I didn't even know that. I just guessed at it.
No, I know, Bob. That's why you're smart. That's what's amazing is that once you know them, you know what their plan is going to be. And so many times I'll say, I bet they're planning this, and then somebody sends me an article where they're already doing it. Same thing just happened there, but just for you. We've only got about 3 minutes left. I want to encourage folks, if they want a free copy of the International Forecaster, to call 800-686-2237 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also call. You heard Ted. Gold and silver is going up Monday. If you want those super good radio deals, they'll be there all weekend. The special runs till Sunday night at midnight. 800-686-2237. We got about 2 minutes left here, Bob Chapman. What else do you think is important on your radar?
Well, it's only a matter of time before the European nations that are in trouble go down. And they know that. And there's no way out for them. They're trying to grab as much money as they can before they do go down. And then you'll have a breakup of the euro and then the European Union. Now, that'll take a couple of years, maybe more. In the meantime, in the United States Congress and Senate, they're going to try to get as much legislation passed as they can between now and the end of the year, and because they're not going to have another opportunity to get some of these dreadful things through. And so you've got to fight against that. You've got to be up on what they're after and what they're trying to do, like this DREAM Act. That's coming up next week. I understand that this FDA, this new food act, is not going the way they like it to, because
well, that shows they know full well a spending bill can't start in the Senate. They just tried to do it
anyway, just like any dictatorial power. I mean, this is what corporatist fascism is all about. They've been given the go-ahead to do anything they want. They're untouchable. It's just like the big firms versus the SEC and the CFTC. The CFTC and the SEC work for the big firms. I was there.
Well, for 11 years, they were told exactly what Madoff did, and they protected him. I mean, this is a group of criminals, but their hubris will bring them down. Bob, great to have you on. Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew.